accidents, pilots may no longer know what to do when the autopilot is turned off. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
A German man indicted for trying to board a plane in Las Vegas with more than 2 pounds of cocaine that he'd swallowed. He faces up to 40 years in prison. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl on the bot. 7:05, September the 1st. 7:05 in the morning, September the 1st. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room, as many already have this morning. They're already starting.
Good morning.
Good morning. Of course, we're always joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Okay, you said something, Bob, before I go into the weather regarding red flag.
Well, if this current trend continues, we could be looking at a much higher fire danger. This is about the time of year when we really start wanting to pay attention to these things. And just a reminder for folks to be careful where the cigarette butts go if you're into that sort of thing, and be careful where you park the car, because a lot of fires start when a car with a hot converter parks in dry grass, and poof, and if that happens to you, you could be getting a really big bill.
As the welders did on the other day, they're working on the cell tower, and it started that fire. They're saying they're sending the bill to the workers that were repairing that tower. But speaking of a hot time in the old town tonight,
well, I have to tell you, you know what, Carl? So funny. Remember the sound? Wait, I can't do it. Remember the sound? Tick, 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 tick. I can't do it. One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. I was trying to do a telephone sound anyway. So, Emma Nutt. There we go. Emma Nutt. Originally, there were no female telephone operators in the young communications industry. Can you believe this? However, the callers complained that operators were rude.
How could that be?
And so the first woman was hired to be courteous, the friendly voice on the other end of the black box and wire. The first woman telephone operator was Emma Nutt, who started working saying, "Number, please," for the telephone dispatch company of Boston, Massachusetts on this day in 1878.
Wait a minute. 1878.
1878.
You know, every time I think about that, the telephone, and it was the telephone exchanges were around it, 1878 there, Bad Bomb. And
the first telemarketer started about 20 minutes after that.
Then in 1878, in 20 seconds, you had your first phone call.
Well, you know,
hey, we'd like to
really,
buy a new buggy.
It's really funny because when you think about, you know, your GPS, it's not a male's voice. It's a woman's voice.
You mean on the car?
On the car, I don't know, maybe you can convert it to different kinds of voices. But are different sounds, and I know you can change languages, but it's a woman's voice. I think I don't know, is it just my imagination? Is it something in this crazy world, even in the fast world, paced world we're living in, it's nice to hear a soothing voice on the other line? And we know that
you are hopelessly lost. I wouldn't even take a left-hand turn if I was you here, because you could end up in the woods with the bears. But don't I sound nice when I'm telling you this?
So going back into our temperature, as Bob was mentioning, today we're going to have temperatures rising to about 96 degrees. It is currently 72 degrees. We have the folks here from the Family Justice Center that are going to be coming in later.
Yeah, but I have got... Oh, yeah, that's right.
Coming in later. Actually, they're here early. Coming in later on. And then, of course, we have...
Les Melberg.
Les Melberg.
Now, Les Melberg is not involved in politics. Well, in the sense that he's in office. He's not working for any of the government offices. He is an architect, part of an architectural firm that has had a big impact right here in Reading. So this is the first time we've had Les on, even though we've talked about it several times, and we just have never have just been able to sync up all the schedules. He's here.
One of the more popular targets of the Snark Fest in the comments in the paper. For some reason, people around here get quirky about palm trees. You'll have to ask him about that.
Well, that's one of the questions I think we're going to ask. Hey, let's before we take our break, though, let's go and get the business news from Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo.
Good morning. Major averages have turned positive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 66 points at 11,679. The S&P 500 is positive 6 points at 1,225. NASDAQ Composite is up 17 points at 2,597. Some of the day's biggest movers, Pfizer's up 11 cents at $19.09. Ford is also up 11 cents, trading at $11.23. ExxonMobil is positive 67 cents at $74.69. Local stocks of interest, Safeway's up a penny at $18.34. Costco's up $2.19 at $80.82. And Walmart's positive 28 cents, trading at $53.47. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note yield is 2.19%. Commodities today, gold is down $5 at $18.26.70 an ounce. Silver's down 23 cents at $41.53 an ounce. Crude oil is down 2 cents, trading at $88.78 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Susan. Hey, yeah, when we come back, we've got a few things we want to talk about here. And one, yes, it's just got me going. Nanny State is here. I mean, they've actually made it official, and I'm not even sure, but I think that may be in the name of the bill. And the other thing is, if you're here illegally, can you get public funding for college? Oh, let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Inviting you to join us this Sunday, September 4th.
As we bring you Colin Thornton's new suspense audio play, One More Day.
Max Brewer wakes up one morning to find that he is a day ahead of everyone else. And it's not necessarily a good thing.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gustenhoven, optometrist.
Kent Meeson Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Hi, this is Terry Benson with Affairs. Congratulations on your engagement and upcoming wedding. Now comes the job of planning the wedding. Although this task may seem monumental, it can be one of the most enjoyable experiences of your life. If you're confused and a little stressed about your wedding day, just give us a call. Call Terry Benson at 227-0350. I can do all or I can do a little bit. By all or a little bit, I mean that we do flowers, that we do coordinating and planning, and that we also do decorating. If we can help you with any of these things, be sure to give us a call at 227-0350. This is Terry Benson with Affairs, 227-0350.
Affairs and Terry Benson is endorsed by the Shasta County Professional Wedding Association and a proud sponsor of Bridal Talk.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC. You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:15 in the morning, September the 1st. We're here. We've almost made it through the summer, except it's just getting hotter. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Of course, Espresso Joe's, and we're going to keep you informed because this month there is going to be a special hand-rolling cigar event. And go in there for the best priced coffee beans you'll get anywhere in the North State. 16 ounces to what we usually pay for 12 ounces. So that's a really good deal as we're watching our buckaroos. So anyway, Tobacco and Brew, Hilltop Drive.
Okay. All right, let's get started. Well, let's get started out with good news. Shasta County schools improve. They do. The scores on the statewide schools, and we had 42 schools that reached the state academic target of 800 on the Academic Performance Index. In Millville Elementary, hey, a cheer goes out to them, was the highest. They earned 901. This is 2 years in a row. They've been over 900. The scores, a record 49% of the public schools statewide met or surpassed the target, up from 46% in 2010 and 36% in 2009. These test scores range from 200 to 1,000. So, you know, we had schools that did well. In Shasta County, about 51% of the schools met the 800 target. So, good. Let's say that's good news. Now, let's talk about nanny state. You know, you ought to see the chat room right now. It's going berserk. This bill that's been introduced would require babysitters to be paid minimum wage, workers' compensation benefits, rest and meal breaks. Assembly Bill 889, Assemblyman Tom Aminano, a Democrat from guess where? Yes, San Francisco, requires the benefits for all domestic employees, including nannies, housekeepers, and caregivers. It does exclude teens and family members. Thank gosh. Or otherwise, my granddaughter babysit somebody, and I would have to pay her. What was that? I'd have to pay her workers' comp. It was recently amended to exclude a provision that required employers to offer nannies and sitters paid vacation time. Can you believe this? It's dubbed the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, and it's sponsored by the California Domestic Workers Coalition, and it's getting traction in the Democratic Assembly. And, you know, Doug Moffa says, I'm just shaking my head at this whole thought that a simple entry-level business transaction of parents hiring the babysitter down around the block around the corner for a couple hours is now a gigantic bureaucratic business proposition. I mean, what's going on here that you have to pay, you're going to have to pay workers' comp to a babysitter? And you got to pay minimum wage to a babysitter? I mean, you know, this is, and what happens if you don't? Can they turn you in? I've heard one of the comments here in the chat pack is they can turn you in. So here you have, the girl that's working her way through college, she's 20, 21 or something like this. She's got, she babysits for you, and if you don't pay her, because it excludes teens. So, but if it's,
And that's how we made our money. I mean, I know for me personally, I'll just say the next door neighbors had five kids. And they'd call me up and say they're going to go out for dinner, and I'd come from, say, 5 to 10 or whatever, or down the street.
Well, it would exclude teenagers. But still, I mean, it's just something else to take money from the people. Okay, now, as bad as that one is, let's get into this one. This is the second part of the legislation of AB 131, known as the California Dream Act, was passed 2211. This is a Democratic bill. This is a Democratic pushed, and this has succeeded. It would allow students who are here illegally to apply for state-funded scholarships and financial aid. That's right. It would approve state funding, your taxpayers' dollar, just blatantly out there for illegal aliens that are here. In other words, you are giving up your tax dollars to criminals. And it's been approved by the Senate. They already had signed a separate bill approving private scholarships and loans for illegal immigrants. And now this one. You know, it's not enough that we've got kids in this. You know, Herger was, had a thing yesterday in the nurses' students are saying, we don't have enough money. There's not enough money available for us to get our loans and all this thing. Yet we're giving the money to illegal aliens. There's something wrong with this. There's something absolutely wrong with this. It is the same thing as their energy bill. And by the way, just speaking of energy bill, the major company, the solar company, Solimar, that got over $500 million in loans, federally guaranteed your taxpayer loans for solar power, just declared bankruptcy yesterday and let go 1,100 people. And not only that, they're not paying back the federally guaranteed $595 million worth of loans that President Obama gave them. That's right. They went out of business. And in his job speech, and we'll talk about that in a while, his job speech, which he can't even get the date right for that. He's had to change it once, and now he's changed it the opening day of the NFL season. That was a good move. Is it because you don't want anybody to listen? Anyway, it's just one thing after another with our government stepping into it like this. Got to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, 7:21 in the morning, September 1st, and this is Free Fire Radio.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
One, pick up the phone. Two, make a little call. Three, Budget Blinds is there and no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the blind guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot, 7:25 in the morning on September the 1st. Yeah, they're going to have a ribbon cutting today at 10 a.m. for the opening of the Reading Veterans Resource Center. It's going to be at 280 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100 in Reading. And it comes after Vietnam Veterans of California was awarded a Supportive Services for Veterans Families Program grant. And this is going to help provide very low-income veterans and their families a chance to reside or transition to permanent housing. And this is a great deal. You know, if you remember the VA, shouted that they were giving Northern California all this money to help homeless veterans. Well, none of that money or those vouchers went north of Sacramento. And we talked about that. And I mean, we had asked for 25, our county had asked for 25, which would have handled the homeless veterans in our area or taken a big step in handling that. And we never got that. And they never changed their mind. But then the Department of Veterans Affairs came back with another program and helped us here. So this is going to open today, a ribbon cutting. This is big. 10 a.m. at the opening of the Reading Veterans Resource Center at 280 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100.
We've been told on a few occasions, and I'm just going to say it out loud, that, you guys really talk about veterans issues a lot. And we will always stay steadfast and strong with the sense that that's how Free Fire Radio began. And we will always be talking about, as when it comes to us, veterans issues. While we're speaking of, here it is, we're at the beginning of the first day, nine. This is the ninth month of the year, of course. And we always think of what is happening. We know that September 11th is coming up. Later on, just in about 5 minutes after the Fox News, we're going to bring in the Shasta Women's, the Justice Center. And we're going to be talking about a show that's coming up, Jan Daly, and how what she's doing, and there's going to be a tribute to the veterans too. She performed in USO tours. We'll talk about that, but let's talk about 9/11. You've been asked to speak, and I know that when
City of Shasta Lake
is
there.
This is the most amazing place that does a 9/11. I want to say a tribute, a memorial. When I say a tribute to, it's to kind of to remember the fallen.
Well, it is. And the City of Shasta Lake puts on just a great tribute. They have some of the steel from the World Trade Centers there. And it's a moving tribute, and it's for the first responders. It's for the person and for the people who died that day. I've been honored to speak and to ask to speak there. That's big. Other things that are happening. A Wall of Remembrance is starting today at Longcrest Chapel. And they're going to have a memorial service Sunday, September 11th. But this Wall of Remembrance is going to be there, and it opens today at Longcrest at 1522 East Cypress Avenue. I think it's something everybody needs to stop by and see. It's got the names of all the people. So many things going on this year is, of course, the 10th anniversary of the attack on America on 9/11.
Ten years ago.
And we'll be talking about that, of course, on 9/11 on those days, talking about where you were and the impact it's had over the last 10 years.
It's very interesting as we lead up to that day, how you hear news organizations, you hear this administration, you hear read reports, cruise the internet as far as reading different in different states how they're going to approach it. Some are going to approach it with exactly watching exactly what happened. And then some are being fought through administrations to not show exactly what happened. The footage is too disturbing for children of a certain age to see. We'd love to get your intake. Do you think it's something that you should show in your sixth grade class? Because guess what? If you have the kids in front of the TV when it happened and it came down and they broke in and your kids saw it. Do you think it was disturbing? Do you think it was something they should have seen? Do you think it's something that should be a family topic?
I think it should be. In fact, we're going to be talking about it a lot more here in the upcoming week. But the idea is that we ignore it is an insult to those first responders and those people that were murdered that day, and it's an insult to this country. You know that then took action and to make sure it never happens again.
Well, we need to move on, and that's there's something about the fact that we need to move on, and we understand that. But it's part of our educational process of, you know, we need to be aware because it's always there. And the minute we stop thinking it's not there, then guess what? We're going to take a break here and get your calls here. Coming up, Family Justice Center. We're going to hear about what's going on September 9th. This is KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks soaring on the first day of trading this month, getting a boost from a closely watched manufacturing survey. It showed expansion during the month of August and was higher than analysts expected. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up 66 points. The unemployment line got a little bit shorter last week. 409,000 Americans filed for initial claims, coming in slightly better than forecast. It's still the first time in 3 weeks the number has come in lower. Still, claims remain at elevated levels, reflecting a continued weakness in the labor market. Typically, the number needs to drop below the 375,000 mark to signal sustainable growth. And productivity fell at a faster pace than previously reported during the second quarter. The revised reading was down 0.7%. It's the steepest drop since the fourth quarter of 2008. Labor costs also jumped higher than forecast. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
NAPA Know-How isn't just about keeping your car moving, it's also about being able to stop. So this September, stop into any participating NAPA Auto Parts store or Auto Care Center for our Great Breaks on Great Breaks event and receive up to a $50 mail-in rebate with the purchase of qualifying NAPA brake products. So don't go breaking my heart, go get great brakes.
NAPA Know-How.
I don't know any other way to break this to you. Save on brakes. Offer expires 9/30/11. See your local NAPA Auto Parts store for details.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and one of my favorite places to work out is Adamson's Peak Performance. And right now, they've got a Skinny Jean Boot Camp. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we are launching the Skinny Jeans Boot Camp Challenge. The Skinny Jeans Challenge takes boot camp to the next level. It is a women's-only, small-group, personal training program incorporating weight training, metabolic training, and a nutritional plan.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, it essentially means that we're using weight training to increase strength, rev your metabolism, and decrease body fat.
Sounds like the perfect cocktail.
Absolutely.
So where do we go from here? Who do we contact and how do we get hooked up?
You can contact Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006, and ask to take the challenge to reshape your female body and drop 2 jean sizes in a 12-week period.
Adamson's Peak Performance on Michelli next to Yak's.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Right now at the Home Depot, get $5 off 1 gallon cans of select Behr, Martha Stewart Living, and Glidden paints and stains. So this weekend can be the weekend your dining room goes dramatic, your deck looks years younger, or your living room just looks a lot better. Finding a new favorite color has never been easier with $5 off our best brands of paints and stains. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Mail-in rebate through September 7th, U.S. only. Void where prohibited.
This is Don Shulman. I have Gwen Edwardson, the premier wedding and event planner.
Hi, Don. It's nice to be here. I love planning weddings. I've been doing it for a long time, and I just have to say that it's totally my passion and my heart. I love taking care of all the details so that my brides and grooms, but also families, can just relax, enjoy the day, be with family, be with friends. I love to design, I love to decorate, and I'd be happy to talk to any brides out there. If you're considering having a wedding planner or just want to talk to me about anything, I would love it. And we can start planning your special day together. My website is www.weddingswithgwen.com. I'm also on Facebook, and you can see a lot of my decorating design work there. And my phone number, if you'd like to call, is 530-941-5171. Hope to talk to you soon.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 7:34 in the morning, September the 1st, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Let's go to the phones. Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're
good.
Great.
You had a comment about 9/11.
Yeah, being a teacher, I think that the thing is we've already been talking about how schools are censoring history as it is, and I really believe that it should be shown in there. But you also need to remember, too, with sixth graders, they have to be able to understand the impact of what happened. Just to watch it isn't going to be as graphic. So I don't think there's an issue with watching it and understanding it. Because you got to remember, these kids are already playing video games that have destruction anyway. So I don't think there's going to be the impact that some people are worried about. So I do agree that it should be shown. It is history, and they really need to know what happened. And they need to understand the history of what we're going through at this point in time.
Are you still you're teaching now?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to be showing it?
Well, no, I won't, because the grade level I teach is much younger. They wouldn't even grasp it, so it wouldn't matter. Mm-hmm. But I work with sixth graders as well during the summertime, and I understand their. Plus, I have a sixth grader, as a matter of fact. So, and I do want my children to know about it. I do want them to understand what happened, and I want them to understand that people sacrifice their lives every day and don't realize what their lives are being sacrificed for, whether they go into the service and do it or they're a victim of this kind of situation.
Well, Brian, I tell you what, that's great, and I applaud you, and I just, I'm proud of the fact that you're a teacher in our school system.
Thanks for the call. We really, it was a good weigh-in.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Hey, our guest
really cool.
today. It is. Well, you know what? It's
back it up
be,
with a history
right.
lesson.
It's got to be put in connotation. And he's right. Our kids are so, you know, if you look at statistics, by the time they're in sixth grade, how many acts of violence have they seen? Which kind of leads us into this here. Representatives from the Family Justice Center.
The Shasta Family Justice Center is going to have actually their first anniversary benefit concert. And we're going to be hearing from the star of that concert, Jan Daly, in just a moment. You've been hearing a lot of her commercials. You've been seeing this gorgeous. She looks like a 6-foot-tall blonde. And, well, she is. I mean, she's got a voice that is just incredible. She's going to be calling this morning. But with us this morning, of course, is Michael Burke and Angela Fitzgerald. And welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Well, tell us what is happening with the Family Justice Center.
Well, Linda, you could actually sing us happy birthday if you want. Today is the 1-year anniversary of the opening of the Shasta Family Justice Center.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Family Justice Center.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
And it's been an amazing year, and you guys talk about this a lot, about how our community rallies around things that are important. Our community has rallied around the Shasta Family Justice Center. The Justice Center, for those of you who don't know, we co-locate services for victims of family violence. We don't provide the services, but the trusted members of our community, the trusted organizations, provide those services, and they agreed to come together under one roof to help victims of family violence. You want to take a guess at how many visits we've had in our first year?
I can't imagine. Is it a staggering number?
Well, I'll give you a hint. In September of 2010, we had 33 visits.
So that means 33 people came in seeking assistance from...
In the first month.
In the first month. And I'll give you another hint. This month, 347 visits. That's how much we've grown in a year.
In August,
347 visits.
So you've seen thousands of people.
2,300 visits.
In a year.
Yeah.
I couldn't have guessed it if you...
No, it's staggering.
Okay, so could you share with our listeners if there's a trend as we go through economic times? What would you say, Angela? Is there a trend?
Definitely. I think the economic crisis definitely has its toll. We find that alcohol, drug abuse also is a correlative. And just definitely financial. We're in hard times right now. But what the center strives is just that safety factor and strives for offender accountability, of course, with the DA's office. But we're really just out there trying to assist people and get them to where what they need with the resources available.
So the event on September 9th, and I'd like to go back before Jan calls, because we'll talk with her about her history. It's a fascinating history. She traveled with Bob Hope. She's entertained many troops. We're going to have a tribute to the veterans, as well as there's about, 60 high school kids?
Yeah, the Shasta Acapella Choir is going to sing two different numbers, and one of those numbers is going to be with Jan.
Yeah, and she is also a wonderful pianist, and she writes music. So when I hear her vocals, I think, I bet you anything, she's just done a lot of studio work, mm-hmm. as far as being hired just to be the voice to do things, because she's that good. But Angela, I want to kind of go back to where we were, as far as we have 2,300 people, and we talk about economic downtime, but we have talked in the past about, it's really, there's faces that come through the door that might be surprising. The abuse really,
It's not those people. It's not those people living at the Capri Motel. It's not those people. It's people we know. It is our sisters and our mothers and our best friends that go through this. Family violence, it's not just domestic violence. There's child abuse. There's elder abuse. There's sexual assault going on. And so when you look at that, we have over 200 cases of reported family violence going on in Shasta County each month. And we know from national studies that only 25% of victims actually report.
Are these separate incidents that you count, or are these sometimes multiple on one person?
The numbers I'm giving you are separate incidents.
Okay.
What Michael is saying is there might be repeat visits coming in for different issues.
Oh, I understand. And but 200 individual incidents of something happening, assault, sexual assaults, abuse, child molestation, all that stuff.
All, yes, violations of restraining orders, all of that wrapped up in Shasta County.
Is this the first time that it gets into the system is when they come down to see you? Or do they have to be referred to you by the police?
Well, let's say domestic violence. The average woman tries to leave 7 times before she finally gets away. And I heard a staggering statistic from a domestic violence survivor that is, she was told, don't go back the 8th time. You'll have a 30% chance of getting out alive. And so she decided not to go back. And she's fighting for her kids, and she's fighting for her life. So it's staggering.
Okay.
Well, we're talking, of course, with the Shasta Family Justice Center's Michael Burke and Angela Fitzgerald, who are here to talk about the event also coming up. Jan Daly's going to be calling in a moment. We're going to be talking about the spectacular event, tickets to give away for September 9th. But we got to take a commercial break. We'll be back right after these messages, KCNR 1460.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, Coachmaster Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Jets! Jets, and more Jets. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 Shooting Star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton's circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 presale, $16 at the
the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Raley's locations in Redding, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:45 in the morning, September the 1st.
This is Carl and Linda Vaught.
You're on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Hey, our guest is Jan Daly. Jan's going to be in town next week. And
performing at the Cascade Theater.
Yeah, where there's hope. And it's going to be a fundraiser for our Family Justice Center, but it's also going to be a tribute to veterans. And Jan, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Hey, Jan.
We're laughing.
Inside joke. No one will.
Yeah, I know. Nobody will.
Jan, I want to share with you three things. One, I went to your website and I was like, okay, this girl. And you know, we're always girls, no matter where. So it's like Miss McGilligutty. You have chops. You have incredible chops.
And thank you.
I can tell that you have been honing your vocals for a very long time, and you were born to be a great singer, and you are.
Oh, well, thank you. Goodness, it's so early in the morning. What a great day I'm going to have after that.
Jan, you're going to be here at the Cascade Theater for one show only on September 9th at 7 p.m. A lot of people may not know, but you know, we've been screaming this to the heavens, is that you were an entertainer and you went out and entertained with Bob Hope.
Are an entertainer.
War with Bob Hope, entertaining the troops. And we like to thank you for that.
Well, you know, I grew up watching Bob, and I never missed his Christmas shows. And as a kid, I remember, my mother told me that when I was a kid, I told her that I was someday going to do that. And little did I know that it really would happen. And so for me, it was, I kept pinching myself saying, I'm really here. I'm really with Bob Hope. I'm really entertaining the troops. And my father, I think it all started out because my father was an Air Force pilot who was shot down after World War II, and I never got to meet him. And in my travels and entertaining through the USO on my own, I was at bases that he had been at. And so I think for me it was channeling, trying, as a kid will always do, trying to, make your parents proud of you. And I think that's always been my motive and kind of why I have this passion. And so it was really my highlight of my career of traveling with him. And then, of course, just being with all the guys and the gals there. And it was a wonderful experience, which I'll never forget.
Did you ever have an opportunity in your shows with Bob Hope to share the stage with Dean Martin Goldiggers?
You know, I was told that you were a gold digger, and I did. I did the Dean Martin show and absolutely loved it. And we may have met, but of course we look a little different, just a little. but when I see you, hopefully Friday, this September 9th.
We'll have a lot to discuss.
Yeah, we do. That is so exciting. And I love that show, and I love Dean. He was such a professional, as far as I knew, and I think we were just lucky to have known these legends.
These legends, these greats. Well, yeah. Can we ask you to hold on? We're going to have to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we have Angela Fitzgerald here and Michael Burke, and we're going to talk more about the event, September 9th. Wonder- we also have tickets to give away, and Jan, can you hold on?
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, we'll be right back with Jan Daly right here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to CARS and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:53 in the morning. Our guest is Jan Daly.
And that's off of a track. That's
off
a cut.
One of her one of her tracks there. She's going to be here next Friday, the 9th of September.
Performing at the Cascade Theater.
That's right. One show only, Where There's Hope. And it's going to be to raise money for our Family Justice Center. And it's also a tribute to the veterans because Jan has performed over the world with Bob Hope, entertaining the troops, and plus so many other venues. But Michael Burke is here with us. Mike, when we're talking about this with Jan, it's she's come up here to help you all with a great cause.
She's an amazing lady, and you know she can reach across the generation. She doesn't just sing to the Bob Hope era. She sings to everybody. I've listened to her music. It's wonderful. I play it in the car getting used to her sound so my kids listen to it. But I'm really excited that we're going to have 60 students from the Shasta Choir, a cappella choir, on stage to open the show. And then once again, to sing with Jan live on stage. It's going to be huge sound. It's going to be wonderful. And one of the things that we've done in honor to pay tribute to our veterans is we're only doing $20 ticket prices for veterans. So it's affordable. It should be a great show. And like I said, I know Jan's on the line, and she just can really reach across those generations. So I think it'll be a fun family show.
And I'm going to, we do have Jan on the phone. We're also going to be taking the first caller at 605-456. Can we do that, Bob?
6-7.
Okay, 6-7. Yeah. So we'll just, that other call will roll over. Jan, you'll roll over. But that's okay, because we're going to give away some tickets here. We're going to be doing that all week. I'm sure it's going to be a sold-out crowd. Everybody's really excited for you to be here. But, of course, the calls are coming in now, and the first tickets, we'll find out who that is. Jan, you also write your own music.
I do. And, you know, thanks, Mike, for, you know, telling the kind of music. Of course, I'm doing a lot of songs that Bob introduced. Most people don't know all the songs that he introduced to the world that were Cole Porter and Gershwin and all that. But I also do some songs. I do pretty much across. I do some boogie woogie in this show. I do a song that I wrote specifically for this show, Where There's Hope. And people have told me it's been so well received across the nation that, you know, they had, it's a very funny show. There's a lot of great stories about Bob. And, but also they said, you brought us to tears, you brought us laughter, and it was just such a great, complete show. And you work here, but then, you know, you're tweaking the show, and I think it's really tweaked well when it gets to you. And then, of course, having the addition of the high school students, I look forward to working with them. And we're going to do a little gospel song together and a couple others. So,
and Jan, you're going to love working with Lou White.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. They have been so nice and so accommodating. And so we've got a great band, and that is everything for me.
I'm telling you, the Lou White Band, they're great. And, of course, they have been performing around this area, and they are very, very much. In fact, Lou is played in the Navy band, and he is a phenomenal musician. So it'll be great. You'll have a great time. And I want to congratulate Brian. You won the two tickets. Right here on KCNR. And Brian, you know you have to come by the station, 1326 Market Street, in order to get your tickets downtown, retrieve those.
And we're going to be giving out tickets here for the next
all week long.
Probably tonight on Linda's show, On the Spot with Linda Bott.
And you're going to be on next week, where we can do more in-depth interview with you, Jan, and your music and all that good stuff.
Terrific. And I please come up to me after the show and say hi, all you winners out there, and everybody. You know, I love to meet the people that come and support this really worthy cause, the Family Justice Center. So I look forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you, Jan.
Well, I know we couldn't do this show either without the Bank of Commerce Reading. They stepped up to be our presenting sponsor, and we want to thank them for their support, too, for the Shasta Family Justice Center. We're just really excited. And the other really neat thing about this show is it's being emceed by Casey Gwynn. Casey Gwynn is the founder of the Family Justice Center movement. He started this in 1991 by co-locating services in San Diego. The rate of domestic violence homicide dropped from 47 a year to 6 a year, and they attribute that to the Family Justice Center movement. These Family Justice Centers are worldwide. We were the 66th site to open a year ago. They're already up over to more than 80. And if you think about just one domestic violence homicide in our community, cost us taxpayers, Tyrone Pitts stabbed his common-law wife to death in front of their children, $1.6 million it's going to cost to put him away for life. not to mention the toll it's going to take on their kids and the loss of life that we had in our community from a very loving woman. So what we're doing here at the Family Justice Center, what Jan's bringing this community, is way more than just a show. It's hope.
And thank you, Jan.
Yeah, Jan, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, we're going to be talking to you next week again, but Jan, I can't wait to meet you.
Yep, we're looking forward to it.
Okay, thank you so much.
I am very much. All right, well, you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jan.
And
you too.
You know, Michael Burke and Angela Fitzgerald, thank you so much for what you do for our community. I know it's a job, but it's not a job for you two. Since I've known you, it hasn't been a job. It's been a calling. It's been something that you've been so interested in, and you've done such a great job. Can't thank you enough.
Thank you for your support. We really appreciate it.
You can go to
ShastaFJC.org for more information,
right,
or 243-8868.
And, of course, give us a call here. We're going to have tickets and be listening in because we're going to be giving them away. We're going to have to take a break here, but you've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
On the ride, the Parthenon, and moments on the Hudson River.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Why are parts of Texas and Oklahoma on fire?
All these days of over 100 degrees, low humidities, zero rain.
The wildfires have torched dozens of homes. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
And Dave, with regard to these fires in Texas and Oklahoma and North Texas, at least 39 homes have been destroyed in the Possum Kingdom Lake area. But the 25-mile-per-hour winds are expected to die down today. Evacuee Jerry Overton says the landscape resembles...
pictures that you've seen, Hiroshima, just desolate parts of the houses, just bad.
In Oklahoma, Governor Mary Fallon says almost 3,000 acres have burned and more than 30 Oklahoma City homes scorched this week.
And we're going to have a busy day today.
Crews are using bulldozers to put out hot spots and create dirt barriers. Dave?
Jennifer, rivers are receding in the Northeast, but some areas still underwater or without power from Irene. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso monitoring live here in New York.
Dave, in dozens of towns throughout the Northeast, streets are lined with piles of ruined possessions as cleanup continues.
So many people don't have hot water because their basements were totally flooded, their furnaces covered with water.
This innkeeper in Chester, Vermont, inviting anyone who needs a shower to stop by. Parts of Vermont still cut off by road damage. They still need boats to get around, and on some parts of northern New Jersey and down to trees remain a problem for power crews. An easier go for train riders, though, as Amtrak restores much of its East Coast service. Dave?
And Jeff, GM was in overdrive last month, the first of the automakers to report August sales, that it's sold 18% more cars and trucks despite a tough economy. Speaking of the economy,
the Labor Department says about 409,000 Americans filed for unemployment last week. That's about 12,000 fewer than the week before.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. The big monthly report's due out tomorrow. President Obama will deliver his new jobs plan to a joint session of Congress a week from tonight. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 10 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar emergency. I have your location. I'll get 911.
911.
This is OnStar emergency. I have an accident with injuries at SM 1187 at Hemp Hill.
What happened?
I was driving. Idiot just pulled straight out from the stop sign. I T-boned him.
Are you hurt?
I think I've shattered my thumb. Other person, I don't know. I'm in a big truck and they were in a real little car.
Paramedics are on the way. Try not to move around because you might have additional injuries.
Can somebody call my wife?
I can do that for you.
In a crash, OnStar can automatically connect you to an advisor. They can also call a family member for you.
The ambulance is here right now.
Great.
The safety of OnStar is now available for your car with new OnStar FMV. Add it to your car at Best Buy or visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, details, and a store near you. OnStar. Live on.
We won't surrender. That's the new message from Muammar Gaddafi, who's been in hiding since Libyan rebels took control of Tripoli. Syrian TV says Gaddafi's warning tribes loyal to him are armed and won't surrender. His son Saif delivered a similar message earlier.
This is our land, and we will do what we please with it. We are not afraid of you or your NATO.
The translation by Sky News. In Paris today, there's an international conference on how to help Libya's new opposition government. A jailbreak in Mosul, Iraq. Dozens of prisoners escaped, but most were recaptured quickly.
The search remains, our search is still on,
for those few that do remain at large.
U.S. Colonel Brian Winsky, a year ago today, the American combat mission ended in Iraq last month. It was the first since the war started. There were no American deaths there. A Philadelphia mother undergoing a psychiatric evaluation charged with stabbing her 8-year-old son and 12-year-old daughter to death yesterday.
Mom! That's really incredible. Why would mom do that to her children?
Police say Chanthi Mao recently came here from Cambodia, was acting erratically, and confessed to killing her children. A lawsuit in Maryland over a cell phone and deleted pictures.
The Baltimore Police Department, its commissioner, and three officers, the targets of an ACLU lawsuit on behalf of Christopher Sharp, who witnessed a confrontation between police and a female friend of his and recorded it on his mobile phone. The suit says officers then told Sharp he had to turn over the phone as evidence, and Sharp says when he did, they didn't just make a copy, they wiped out all the videos and other data in his phone, including, he says, a year and a half's worth of memories of his son. The ACLU says Maryland allows citizens to record officers during public acts. The suit wants an injunction against police punishing anyone who does. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Closing arguments today in North Carolina. In the trial, a man accused of killing 8 people in a nursing home. Prosecutors say he was going after his estranged wife. The defense says he had depression issues and a mixture of prescription medicine in his system. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning, September 1st, we're out of the summer, except the weather's getting hotter.
It's currently 72 degrees. We're going to have temperatures around 96 today, of course. It is the first day of the ninth month. Oh, my gosh. We know what that represents as we go into...
the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
And so many other things. Of course, we just got off the phone with Jan Daly and talking to the Shasta, the Family Justice Center about their fabulous new... Well, it's a wonderful fundraiser. It's their year anniversary, and they've been through a lot of things. And so the concert really is to celebrate us all coming together and supporting the fact that they've had 2,300 people walk through their doors in one year.
At the Family Justice Center. They had 33 the first month, which is, by the way, their anniversary is today. Mm. Their anniversary is today, and then Jan Daly doing Where There's Hope.
Yes, again, we're going to be giving away tickets. But while we were interviewing Jan Daly, a sight for sore eyes walked through the door. One of the most dapper dressed and such a gentleman. And one of the, I'd say, forerunners in the North State, bringing your brilliant ideas and your thoughts to our North State. We appreciate you being here, Les Melberg.
Well, thank you very much.
Welcome to the program.
I think your listeners ought to know that this is like the Carl and Linda comedy show, right up until the moment that your fellow Bob tells you to start behaving, and then all of a sudden you act serious. So it's people should be aware. You know, it's just like your lounge down here. I was very surprised to see you actually have a green room.
It's a green room. It's NBC green room.
No, I really like the swimming pool wing and the bowling alley wing. Yeah. I was very surprised to see
The bowling alley wing we put in there specifically if any Democrats come in.
There's a hot tub back there too.
And we've had to widen deepen the one area for the diving. You know, once we've had the 3-meter board put in there. Gosh, Les, you know, we have talked several times, many, many times.
Yeah, we all go to the same events around town.
And about coming on the show, and you've always said, hey, just any time. And for some reason, this has just been the first time we've had you on. We're really happy that you're here.
Well, thank you.
We have, you know, as I've said earlier to people, is that, you know, you're not a politician. I don't see you, you know, prominently displayed out there at, you know, political events, but you are at many, many of the community events. Yet your name is very well known, and you've had a huge impact, you and your company have, on the architecture here in town. And when we asked you to come on the show, we talked about a variety of subjects to talk about that, you know, that you, Les Melberg, have been associated with.
Sure.
And so we're going to do that.
Okay.
But we're going to have our business minute, take a break, and we're going to come on back after that.
We have a lot of things to discuss here that's in the chat room and also questions to ask our great Les Melberg here. Let's go to the minute.
Good morning. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points at 11,598. The S&P 500 is off 2 points at 1216. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 2576. Active stocks trading on the big board. Ford is down 2 cents at $11.10. Hewlett-Packard's up 5 cents trading at 2608. Walt Disney is down 13 cents at $33.93 per share. Local stocks of interest, Costco's up $1.62 at $80.17, and Walmart's up a dime at $53.28. Turning to commodities, gold is down $10.50 at $1,821.20 per ounce. Silver's down 19 cents at $41.57. Crude oil's up a nickel, trading at $88.86 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We always appreciate those business minutes here and the updates from the market. You know, Bad Bob writes down everything you say on as far as the gold and the silver and the oil and the other things. We look at who's going up a penny, who's going down a penny, because, you know, millions shift hands in this studio during those during that minute update. Well, that or we all flip a coin to see if silver's going up or down. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Les Melberg. We're going to come back in. We're going to talk about just what is and who are Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetta.
I think a little Taj Mahal's in there, too.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, "The Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433. Or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms. From animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, beat that drum. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Woo-hoo! On KCNR 1460, 8:13 in the morning, September 1st, my friends. 72 degrees out there. Our guest is Les Melberg from Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto, architects and engineers. Les, who exactly are y'all? I mean, there's a lot of, everybody knows you, but who exactly are y'all?
Are y'all?
You know, what do you do? How many employees do you have? You know,
tell
all those things.
Tell us about you. Tell us about your firm, what you guys do.
I'll tell you a little bit about myself, and then we'll talk about the company.
Okay.
Because this really is about the company and all the people that make that what it is. But I'm a military brat. I was raised all around the globe. I went to elementary school in Japan. I went to junior high school in Europe. And, those experiences shape elements of the rest of your life.
What branch was your mom or dad in?
Well, my dad was in the Navy, and then he was killed when I was very young. And my mother remarried a man in the Air Force. So, you name it, I've lived
there. Wow.
I never lived in any place more than a couple years at a time. And the reason I'm in Reading is because I had a set of grandparents here that my grandfather came to Reading for the first time about 1919 with his dad, and they worked in the mines. And I've got a long history in Reading, and my grandmother was a teacher here. And since I was their only grandson, every time I came to visit, I got real special treatment. So I had a real fondness in my heart for Reading. And actually, when I left home when I was a junior in high school, and when I ended up graduating, I didn't have any place to go particularly, so my grandparents said that I could come and stay with them for a little while I went to school and got a job. So I arrived in Reading on a hot August day. And when I say hot, it was one of those rare 117-degree days. And I arrived on a Greyhound bus with a small suitcase, and that was all I owned in the world. And so it's been an interesting trip to, obviously I worked for different firms around town as I started learning more about architecture. And I got the jobs originally because I was just a good artist. And so architectural firms needed people who could do artist renderings, which was something I was good at.
You could draw.
Right. And there's a long story behind how I ended up doing architectural drawings. We'll talk about that some other day maybe. But so I worked for a number of architectural firms in Reading and eventually gravitated to the premier one, which was Woodward and Nichols. And I'd always aspired to work for them because they did such nice projects. And I'd worked there for about a year and got called into the principal's offices, and I was basically told, you need to go to architecture school if you're going to have any kind of a serious career. And so I ended up going off to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where I received just a terrific education. And when I graduated from there, I came back to Reading, and I was made a partner in that firm. And I think that firm was about a dozen people or so.
How impressive to get out of college, though, and be made partner.
Well, I had worked for them, so they knew what they were getting.
Right.
And,
nice position.
This profession is kind of an odd one because it relies a lot on education, but it also relies on a lot on innate ability. And you either have it or you don't. And it's, that's a whole other discussion about that part. But anyway, I was a partner in that firm for about a year when Gene Nichols and I split and started our own firm. And about a year after that, Dan Rossetto joined us, and I think that was 1983. And subsequently, we've just slowly and steadily grown the firm. We have now about 70 people. And based on the way different agencies rate architectural firms, we're typically in the top 100 in the United States, top 30 in California. California is, one of the biggest economies in the world, so we feel pretty good that we're in that category.
Highly touted as one of the best firms. And along with that, you really seem to massage and grow local talent.
It's one of the things we're proudest of is the fact that, most people that have children that grow up here in Reading would really want their child to go away to a university, get a good education, have an opportunity to come back and live in their hometown and do something meaningful for a career. And we have a bunch of young people, including, it really makes me sound old, but some of them became architects because they were around when I was designing a home for their parents. And it impressed them to the point where they decided, this looks like something I would like to do. And they matriculated through the university system, and now they could come back to Reading where we could offer them jobs. And a number of those young people have risen through. We have a lot of employees that have been with us 20 years or more. It's really terrific. And so there's a real history people that are really, really good at the technical part of architecture. And, you know, most people don't realize that architecture, they always think of design, but when you think of architecture, but really the design component of any project is maybe 20% of it. The other 80% is all technical issues, solving building systems and all the details that go along with managing a project. So
the interesting thing is that we're talking about here with anything like running a station is that your team, you're only as good as your team. You may have the idea, you can draw the idea, you can project the idea, but to get it actually to bring it so that it's forward and it's happening takes a whole team.
Oh, and we've got some of the premier people in the state. You know, we have different specialties too. For example, one of my partners, Michael O'Connor, is the only architect that sits on the OSHPOD. That's the statewide hospital licensing bureau. Sits on their board. We have a big segment of our company that does medical work. We have a big segment of our company that does educational work, schools from kindergarten to universities. We do a lot of civic work. We do a lot of private work.
When you say educational work, what do you mean by that?
School design.
Oh, just school design. Mm-hmm. Okay, all this is in the design.
Right.
Okay.
And I would say probably for the last 10 years, sadly, the majority of our work has not been in Reading. You know, there's just not that much that goes on here, which is why it's so unusual for an organization of our size to be located here. We live here because we love Reading. And if you came to my office and, you know, I look out over the Sacramento River and we frequently team up with engineers or architects from the Bay Area, and they always think they're coming to little hick town of Reading. And when they come to our conference room and see the view we have out over the Cutras Bay, and we look out at the Calatrava Bridge, you know, they change their tune really quickly.
Yes.
And they're favorably impressed by the technical expertise that we have with an amazing number of people in our organization.
Great. Our guest is Les Melberg, one of the founding members of the Nichols Melberg and Rosetto architectural firm. And we're talking about in this past segment we talked about where he's come from, how he's gotten here, and his firm. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got lots of questions
from
lined
our chat
up pack here.
Room.
Yeah, and I think probably the first one is what exactly constitutes a Taj Mahal. Which, from the time I've moved here, I heard that term, and I didn't know what people were talking about, frankly, when I first came to town. And now I do. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Blinded by the light. Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hey, the folks at Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Assemblymember Jim Nielsen. Last year, California lost more than 28,000 acres of land due to fires, leaving families devastated and causing billions in property damage. If you live in an area prone to fires, protect your family. First, clear an area of 100 feet around your home to reduce flammable vegetation. Also, remove needles and leaves from your roof and gutters, and keep trees trimmed at least 10 feet away. Remember, defensible space is required by law, and most of all, it protects you and your family.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Thanks for turning us on in your car, in your office, on your dial. 8:24 in the morning.
On your computer.
Absolutely. And we love our chat packers. Our guest this morning is Les Melberg, and we've been talking about what exactly constitutes a Taj Mahal. Let's go there.
Sure. Well, you know, Taj Mahal, as it as it's currently used, is generally a very derogatory term, implying, based on the history of the original Taj, it was a monument that bankrupted an entire country because of the expense of that structure. And so anything constructed that appears to be wasteful of public funds or bankrupting some entity is generally referred to as a Taj Mahal, or something that appears to be more complex or more expensive than it maybe needs to be for the function that it's housing. And it's always been interesting to me that people have accused the Reading City Hall for being a Taj Mahal, because in fact it was one of the projects that springboarded our company to statewide prominence, because it was built for so much less than any other building of its type when it was done. And that's partly because there was a citizens group that was put together by the council that said, gave us the parameters for design, and when they told us what they wanted to spend, we, as architects, we just kind of blinked, because it was so much lower than the standard of the industry. But that was our charge, and so that's what we tried to do. And if you really looked, there is a system or a method of making a cheap building look expensive, and I think we've gotten really, really good at it. But in this case, that building has a very simple structural system, very straightforward mechanical systems, and very good circulation systems. So it's a very functional building. It flows really, really well, allows people to do their jobs, allows the public to do their business in a real efficient way. And it's an attractive building, although far from a Taj Mahal. If you want to see, we just did one, a civic center in Southern California that was completed about 6 months ago. And the budget we had for that was about five times what Reading City Hall was. So everything is relative. And at one point when we were in the design process with the City Hall, people came forward during public presentations and complained that it looked too nice and that we should take all the trim, anything that made the building look more interesting, off and just save that money. And so we had to go through the exercise. Phil Perry was the assistant city manager at the time, and Phil would remember the exact number to this. I don't remember it exactly, but I think I'm close. We had to go back to our cost estimators and estimate what kind of money would be saved on this $15 million budget if we took every piece of trim off. And I want to say that number was $190,000 on a $15 million project. Well, at that point, it became a no-brainer for the council, because it was such a tiny amount of money compared to the overall total. And everyone agreed that we should have a building that we would be proud of. It shouldn't be a collection of mobile homes. It shouldn't be a little shanty. Reading, it was an opportunity to make Reading view itself differently. That we, you know, like that Stuart Smalley, we're good enough, and you know,
and try to raise
the bar a little bit for what the city was going to expect other developers to do in terms of the buildings they were going to have to build. And it wasn't, you know, a scale to 1 to 10, Reading City Hall is a good solid 4 or 5. There are plenty of other projects that are way more. For example, on a per square foot basis, Things like the Reading Library, way, way, way more expensive than City Hall. But I never hear anybody complain about it. But so it's kind of funny.
Maybe people didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, now, now they do.
Hey, we're going to go to the phones after we have the break because we just got like about a minute left. And you know, and I know John's going to ask a question that's going to take a little time. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I'm sure it will.
And some of the topics that we would like to discuss with Wes Melberg this morning is we want to hear what's going on with Park Marina. We were going to talk about Stillwater. You know, it's open. Open conversation, and Les said, let's shoot pool.
Okay, but we'll start with that right after the break. But we still got like a minute. Let's just, the difference, if we can, between concrete blocks, when we talk about form versus function there. You know, one of the comments was, well, you know, what about concrete blocks instead of everything else? And you had a surprising comment. You said
It would cost far, far more. The way we designed the Reading City Hall is the least expensive way to construct a civic building, by far.
So, by far. Okay. And let's see, we've got like, what, about a minute left there, Bob?
No, 1 minute.
1 minute. Okay. Palm trees, is that a 1 minute question on the
probably not, because it requires a little explanation.
Okay.
And, you know, they're.
Well, we'll get into that
okay.
one later, too.
Sure.
well, the phones are just starting to light right up here.
Palm trees.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to, of course, get to the phones with John and the other people that are calling in. Some of the things we want to talk about, Park Marina, we want to talk about the new Shasta County Courts. And what we're looking at in the future here that you're seeing, Les. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
We're going to take a break here for Fox News. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Because of a Republican presidential debate scheduled for the same night, President Obama was told by House Speaker John Boehner he couldn't speak on Capitol Hill next Wednesday about his jobs plan.
It's the first time in history a president has basically been denied a request to address a joint session of Congress. Press Secretary Jay Carney shrugs that off. He says Thursday will work. Officials promise the president will be done before the kickoff of the NFL season opener on Thursday.
Fox's Wendell Goller at the White House.
We're
told that's Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi issuing a statement saying the tribes backing him will not surrender. This as the rebellion continues looking for Gaddafi, who apparently went into hiding 12 days ago when rebels took over his compound. A report on Syrian TV coming as rebels extend by 1 week a deadline for the surrender of Gaddafi's hometown. The Dow is up 10 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank. 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
How often do you come here to Kent, Sue?
I'm here just about every day.
What is the one thing that you consistently get here when you come here?
Milk.
Milk.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Meat.
Meat.
Just about everything.
Everything.
Cream.
Ice cream. So what are you getting today?
Barbecue. I'm going to get a sandwich inside and be on our way.
Kent's Meats and Groceries on Airport Road. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl in the body, 35 in the morning, September the 1st. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Dr. Leia Advantage Eye Care. Did I just jump in on your juice? 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Dr. Leia.
Honey, you are the juice.
Okay, the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design and easier adaption and wider reading areas. Okay, I just got my first pair of real official glasses. And, of course, they've got some new, you guys, in store right now. The Climate Control Series eyewear called Wiley X. For you, people like to spend hours outside, boaters, skiers.
Could have used them on the Harley ride.
I'm telling you.
We should have had these.
Those wrap around.
I didn't know he had those or I would have gone down
protect
there.
Protect against wind, debris, and dry eye. Yeah. Dry eye.
And we had all that.
Yeah. You had one dry eye. Yeah. So go see Dr. Joseph Leia, Advantage Eye Care, and they do have some wonderful eyeglasses and design wear in stock.
He's our optometrist, and we trust him. Okay. Our guest, Les Melberg. And
welcome
we've been
back
talking,
to the program.
Okay, we've been talking architecture, where Les has come from, how he got into architecture. We talked about the design of City Hall, which has been kind of a bone of contention to a lot of people. We've been talking, we're going to be talking about other things. But now let's go to the phones. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
We're peachy, John.
Hey, John.
Linda, I'm glad you're back.
Thank
and
you.
And you've found some comfort after your long ride.
1,000 miles on a bike. But anyway, welcome.
Are you
to the
ready
program.
For the Four Corners now?
Yes, of course, next year.
Yes, I think it'll be excellent.
Yes.
Anyway, good morning, Les. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks.
First of all, I'd like to tell you I am a fan of your architectural style. I like the Taj Mahal. I think it's a fabulous building that's built for expansion, and you guys did a great job.
Well, thanks. But, one of the issues is that we always take umbrage when people say they like our style, because one of the things we pride ourselves on is not having a style. And people are familiar with some of our buildings that do have some similarities, but the fact is we've done a lot of buildings in a lot of places that are every style you can imagine, but they all have a certain quality, I think, where the proportion, balance, harmony, detail are all well thought through to create nice-looking buildings.
Well, I'll tell you this, that your architectural style shines through in the vehicle you drive, so we can...
Well, I wish I could take credit for having designed it. But I did have a conversation with Henrik, the guy that designed the Aston, and that was really fun.
Great car.
Well, that'll be a whole other conversation.
Yeah, we could deal with this forever.
But, yes, exactly.
I'm going to get into I have a couple of questions for you. I know you were involved in the group that ultimately wound up purchasing the Civic Plaza across the street from the City Hall.
I did.
And, was there ever a serious discussion about converting that into the police station?
I don't know that there ever was. I mean, there was some discussion before we bought it about possibly relocating the investigations department component of the police into a section of City Hall that was currently occupied by REU, because REU was outgrowing the space they were in. So there was some logic to shifting the police investigators, who do not have to be inside a police building necessarily, into the City Hall space, and then moving REU into that building across the street.
I remember the REU joining, but I always felt that building properly retrofitted had the perfect setup, including the small section that was the bank to be a community sort resource for being able to access the police in a protected manner for the department.
Well,
it just could have worked out.
Well, the problem was it was really not nearly big enough. The program space for the new city hall, I'm going to say, was about 70,000 square feet, 67.5, I think was the number. And that building across from City Hall is only about 40,000 square feet. So it wouldn't have been enough room to make it all work. So it wasn't ideal.
Okay, I have one other question about it. I understand that the one of your newer tenants there is going to be part of the Veterans Medical Center that we have here in town.
That's correct.
And that they have received an excessive rate of charge for plumbing permits going to the building.
Well,
are
there's
you familiar
been.
With this?
I am. It was. Let's just say those discussions are ongoing with the city, and the current head of the building and planning department, Bill Nagel, is a really good guy, fair guy, and he's working with us trying to revise that number. The reason it became a problem, normally as a developer, what you try to do is establish what all of your costs are going to be for developing a space, which then allows you to develop a rent structure that's fair to the tenant and is profitable for the developer. In this case, the fee that was proposed came in after we'd already gotten a quote from the city for what the fees were going to be. A rent was proposed to the VA. They signed the deal. And if you come back later and ask for more money, they just say, no, I'm sorry, we signed a deal.
You can always go down, but you can't go up.
Yeah, so it was it put us in a tough position where all of a sudden we had to pay an extra $55,000 out of our pocket to make that deal work. But
that was
mind-blowing
to me.
Yeah, well, the city's, Bill Nagel is, I think, making every effort to be fair to us in this.
Well, I'm going to get off the line. I'd just like to say, Les, I think you've done a great job. I'd like, if you have a chance during this discussion, to look into whether or not some high-tech green industry could come into Redding, Shasta County.
Well, you know what's funny
Stillwater.
Is Carl and I were—I was just telling Carl, I can't tell you any details about this because it's being kept very quiet
Okay. Until
it comes to fruition, because we know how people love to gloat if a deal falls through. But I'm working with a company from another country that has a green technology that could revolutionize a part of the construction industry, and it would be the biggest thing to ever hit this area if we can put the deal together. And it's very preliminary right now, but really exciting. And so we're keeping our fingers crossed that it all comes together.
Les, if you get a chance, ask Carl for my phone number. You and I have talked before. Give me a call. I need to talk to you.
You're supposed to call me.
Thanks,
too, John.
I will, Carl.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what you say. You know,
all right.
You kiss me and then you leave.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
That's great. And I certainly hope that deal happens, because we have a lot of houses that could use some people in them.
Okay, now, before we take our break, you just got a personal message from Elaine Dabrowski.
Oh, Elaine.
Who says hello. She was an intern with you.
She was more than an intern.
Well, she then owned her own firm in Portland, and she's now doing something else, but she has always held you in high regards.
Well, Elaine was just one of the people she's typical of the people in our firm, people with high personal integrity, dedicated to her craft. She was a very, very good architect. Wasn't a surprise to me that she moved to Portland and had a successful firm there. And, you know, her last name is Dabrowski. She's born and raised in Redding. Just a great person. I haven't seen her in many, many years, but I'm very proud of her.
Nice to
we
have
a lot of people
on.
Listen on and on the on because we stream live everywhere, so we get people to listen from all over.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, I really want to hear about what's going on with Park Marina. We'll be right back after these messages.
Take some. solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
Here we go.
Linda Buck on the spot. Linda Buck on the spot. Hey, yeah. Linda Buck on the spot. Linda Buck on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, 8:46 in the morning, September the 1st.
These guys are coming to town, you know.
605-4567 is our phone number. We're chatting and streaming on KCNR1460. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time to good conversation, great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and yes, man's last stronghold. There we go. Yeah, you know, Les, I think you can stand a little bit closer to the Clippers next time you go in there. Just tell them you want a Carl Bott haircut.
Yeah, yeah. Looks good on you, buddy.
That got me all excited. I knocked over my coffee cup, which was almost empty. Okay, our guest, Les Melberg, and we've been talking about pretty much everything. The City Hall. We've talked about, you know, and this is kind of like a new story about you're working with somebody to have from another country bring in green technology. It could be a big thing here in town, and thanks for talking about that on the show for the first. We've been talking about how you got into architecture, and we've just got a number of other questions. One of the things that Linda was talking about was Park Marina Drive. Are there any things that are being looked at to start building in or expanding?
We're very close to something. The planning stage is getting going. I mean, I don't know if you're aware, but it was probably 4 years ago that a group of planning graduate students from Cal Poly came up and met with the community. They did it completely autonomously with no input from no direction. They came up with a professor who specialized in riverfront planning. And they interacted with the community, had public hearings, public meetings, and I went to a couple of those, and I was very favorably surprised at how the Shasta County boardroom was filled with people wanting to talk about how they thought Park Marina Drive could be developed. And we all know that Park Marina is the jewel that could really change Reading forever, but it needs to be done correctly. And it can't be done piecemeal. It kind of has to be all a collaborative process. And the folks who own Park Marina, all that property, are the Kutras family. They're good friends and clients of mine. And as a matter of fact, to show you how far back this goes, I took history from George Kutras when I went to Shasta College in 1972. So, and George was a terrific history teacher, just terrific. And
when I first came to Reading, I always stayed at the River Inn, the round building there with the view of the river. What's the place in Texas? I can't think of the name of the city.
Oh, San Antonio?
San Antonio.
That has the river.
The river.
See, that's how I see that what we could have
except
here.
Ours is going to be really better because we have a lot more water and it's clear. But, there was a little bit of a, I'm going to call it a misunderstanding between the McConnell Foundation and the Kutras family in terms of what should happen. When the dust all settled, it turned out that they both had the same vision, which is the same vision a lot of citizens had, primarily open space, but featuring the kind of things on the waterfront that would make people want to come down and enjoy the waterfront. And what's happening right now, we're in a period that some of the leases that are held, the Kutras family owns the ground, but they leased out some of the buildings. And some of those leases are down to 5 or 6 years left, the process to get anything approved along a waterfront in California is at least a 4 or 5 year process. There are just too many public agencies. So I think we're within a year of getting started on the planning for that and going through all the motions to get the entitlements. There have been a number of top quality, I hesitate to use the word developers because they're more than that, but they're people who have created places like San Antonio or some of the big venues in San Diego that are so successful for tourists and local citizenry. And they've flown up here with their Learjets, and I've walked up and down that river with them, and they're very, very excited for when the opportunity presents itself to actually get something going. So it's I'm convinced that's going to be the catalyst that changes Reading forever in a really terrific way. And I think it's going to link to the existing downtown right where we are now. And I think Reading is going to be on the map for sure.
Well, you know, I lived in San Diego. I lived down in a marina on my boat. And they redid that whole area above Chula Vista. And they along the ocean front there and put in all of these buildings. They put in all these storefronts and rebuilt a marina there. And I tell you what, it was just, I mean, it gave them a shot in the arm down there that they, you know, that they had not had before. So
everyone gravitates to the waterfront. You know, it's part of our human nature.
Well, okay, the argument can be, of course, is that we think about more people, we don't want Reading to change. Meanwhile, our unemployment is on the rise. We see all the vacancies. We want to see our city thrive. We have to think of an alternative than what we are, what's just general commonplace and what it has been. We need to change.
Well, you know, my contention has always been that people should not focus on the quantity of development that's being proposed. They should focus on the quality, because if you're getting a lot of really, really good stuff, then that will make your community good. If you get just a little bit of bad stuff, that's not helping anybody.
No, it's not.
And, you know, one of the things, like, I've met the Hawkins people for their night development. We're not their architects, but I've met them. They appear to be gentlemen of very high integrity. And they explained to me the kind of businesses they're trying to bring, and we can talk about that, I guess, after the break.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been on the phone with them, in fact, yesterday, and they're going to be guests on our show, too. So we can talk about that. Plus, we've got some questions about design cost and overall cost, and I've got to figure out exactly what was written down there first. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Les Melberg. We're talking about architecture, but we're talking about also the future of Reading and the things that Les sees and his contacts with the outside world that want to come to Reading to make it a better place, make it a bigger place in the right way. Join us after this message.
Just a small town girl.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who out of these wins the splendid ultimate triumph. Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope in the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
I've been riding since I was 17, flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:56 in the morning on September the 1st. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They do great things for our community. Joe and Shelley, discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's, greatest place to get coffee and cold drinks during the day, wine, other beverages, and of course the finest walk-in humidor in the state, right there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Have been our sponsors since the day we hit the airwaves, and we'll always be very grateful to Shelley and Joe and the folks at Tobacco and Brew. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Our guest, Les Melbourne, and one of the questions that came in our last few minutes here is cost of design. To the building, you know, for the overall thing, and they were being specific, of course, about City Hall. So sure. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, all those elements are public record. Anyone can go look them up, but just make a request. There's nothing secret about it whatsoever. It's public business done in public. And for the City Hall, our fee was well below the industry standard, and the city needs to congratulate Mike Warren for that, because Mike's a very good salesman, and he told us early on in the project that Reading had a limited amount of money for the total cost. That means cost of construction, cost of design, everything. And the only way this project was going to work was if we hit a certain fee range. So we and Mike's plea was, you know, we need to do this for our community. This is not a money-making opportunity. This is a chance to elevate our town. And so my partners and I agreed to do the project for an amount of money that we knew going in there was no way we could make profit. There was just no way. But we agreed to do it anyway and dedicated our lives and souls to it for the 3 or 4 years it took to do it. And it turned out great, so we're pleased. Now, the industry standard for and we do other projects like that all the time. Most of the time our fees are in the 10 to 11% range. And that's not just for the architects. That's for the structural engineers, the mechanical engineers, the electrical engineers, the civil engineers, interior designers, the signage people, the acoustic specialists, the AV specialists, the security specialists. I mean, there's a huge team of people. And we do our best to keep all the local engineers employed on everything we work on. And we're one of those rare companies that, since most of our work is not in Reading, we take money from other communities and bring it here, and that, you know, pay our employees with it.
Well, we've had so many things to cover, and, you know, here we are at the end of the show. I'm sure many people would be interested, I know we are, as you have so many projects that you're involved in, and what excites you right now? What project are you excited about in the Reading area? What are you involved in right now that really excites Les Milberg?
Well, one of the
that's excited us too.
Oops, we're getting
that's our
emergency broadcast.
Comes out
shows
yeah.
that we're doing.
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah. Don't you like that? Go ahead.
Oh, is it done?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll just talk over it.
Oh, okay.
Live radio.
Well, we're doing some smaller projects in Reading, some professional office buildings that we've got really terrific clients that want to do something a little different, and I think people are going to be tickled when they see.